It was a close call, Lieutenant William Gaeta said. And Michael Kanan remains the primary suspect. We need to get additional information or evidence. We consider the informant to be reliable, and we're convinced we're looking in the right direction. According to court records filed during the investigation, Michael Kanan had once asked the informant to help him kill Judy Kanan, suggesting a plan that was similar to the way the actual killing occurred. The informant, according to the court records, said the slaying was later carried out without his involvement, and afterward Michael Kanan told him, "It's a real trip to see something you're responsible for. The bitch got what she deserved." The informant also told investigators of a storage locker Michael Kanan used, where police then seized a raincoat and gloves officers believe were worn during the killing. However, police conceded that the informant's credibility could be questioned by a jury if the case were brought to trial now, because some of the details of the crime he gave police could not be corroborated by investigators. The gun used in the slaying has never been found. A key part of the informant's story was that Michael Kanan stole the gun from a car parked by a jogger in the Sepulveda Dam recreation area, said Detective Phil Quartararo. Quartararo reviewed reports of hundreds of crimes in that area in the months before the killing without discovering one involving such a theft, he said. Quartararo, who has been assigned to the killing from the beginning, said he has no plans to drop the case, but the investigation has gone as far as we may be able to go unless somebody else comes forward. Note: 5 years after prosecutors decided not to file charges against Michael Kanan, he engaged police in an armed standoff at his mother's San Fernando Valley home. He shot and killed a dog and a horse, and then fired several shots at arriving police officers. No officers were injured. After a 2-hour standoff, Kanan killed himself by shooting himself in the head. He died without ever admitting he had been Judy Kanan's killer. Police later revealed that the informant who in 1990 pointed the finger at Michael Kanan in his aunt's death had been his own brother.